Before we start with Always Say Yes, I want to tell you about an Easter devotional free that you can use this week. This tool gives you 2 pages for each day that feature, first, a brief focus with reflective thoughts. Second, a fun activity for each day. Third, a teaching point that blends those 2 sections into practical action points for your life. Just put www.aliveandactivelife.org/Easter into your browser and download your copy for this week. Remember, it is totally free. If you follow us on your favorite podcast app, you'll get the audio episodes of the same content in your feed, so you can have a visual and audio version to prepare for Easter.
Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Picture a garden, a beautiful one, secluded yet welcoming. Jesus spent time in a garden often, relaxing and safe. Sadly, a garden is also where he was arrested, a place that should have been nurturing, uplifting, renewing, and encouraging. Tragically, a garden became the place of his betrayal. At Easter, this is a story we want to remember. And because of this garden, we absolutely must get in the habit to always say yes. Have you ever received an invitation you were truly excited about? You look forward with great anticipation, mark the calendar, think about details like apparel, gifts, camera, and even parking. You tell others about your coming opportunity. In such a scenario, you always say yes to the invitation. Not only great memories to be made, also knowing your special event nurtures you deep inside. Equally, you try to be a blessing to others as you say yes to your invitation. Frankly, there are many life situations that may not intuitively look inviting. However, because God goes before you and invites you into the future, and because He is good, you can always say yes to His invitations. I'm sure you have realized that much of life is out of your control. Nevertheless, and perhaps oddly to human thinking, God gives you ability to manage what comes your way. Subsequently, this enables you to always say yes to Him. Have you considered you have an invitation from God every day? Actually, today is a good day to start to always say yes to Him. We must remember what happened in a garden long ago. Easter is a good time to do this, and we should always say yes to God's invitations. Well, I don't know if we think about this too often, but we can train ourselves to say yes. Remarkably, God's invitation to us is actually progressive. Consider this. First is forgiveness, then is freedom. Also, fellowship with God. And then we become partners in God's plans. This all leads into eternal life. It's a wonderful invitation you can say yes to. These provisions open a door to some L words that we're going to talk about today. The first one is learning, and we learn each day. Inevitably, living becomes more meaningful. That's the second L word, which also turns into a lifestyle of leading and loving. So we have learning, living, leading, and loving. I can't think of a better way to make Easter real each day than to embrace these 4 L's. In fact, they enhance your life and the lives of others around you. Interestingly, these 4 L's are His design for every person. Rarely do most of us get to start each day in a beautiful garden. Regardless, wherever you start your day, it can become a place where you learn about God and how to love Him more. Plus, it's a place where you can then launch into living. Hopefully, you will also pour into others by leading and loving them. So wherever you start your day, let it be with God, and let the place be where you always say yes to Him. In addition to Easter, every day is a good time to remember the garden. Simultaneously, you can choose to learn, live, lead, and love to partner with God. After nestling into a close relationship with God, you notice yourself responding differently. Knowing and loving God becomes deeply important. Plus, His grace, promises, and principles become so practical to every issue each day. Let's start with a closer look at learning. Evidently, learning is central in God's thinking. Even Jesus submitted to a life of learning while He was on earth. Equally, God intends people to learn from Him and from each other. His Spirit lives inside you to direct your life explorations and decisions. Of course, you learn from family, friends, teachers, and career comrades. You also learn from what happens in the world. The most important learning you can ever receive is from God. Truly, He wants to teach you His ways and how to engage His power in your life. Most special, God wants you to enjoy His friendship. So embracing learning opens a door to relationship with Jesus. Plus, it's a path into lifelong learning. What an invitation! So, do you accept? Okay, now let's look at the next L word, living. Interestingly, the simple act of daily living becomes your most effective way to say yes to God. After all, actions speak louder than words, and love is proved by deeds as you live. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Then John 14:23 says, "If you love me, you will obey me." Scripture becomes real as you live it out. Also, accepting God's invitation means practicing His character as you live in it. He nurtures your heart when you respond to His invitation in daily scenarios. Subsequently, living opens doors to a fulfilling and meaningful life. Plus, you can share this option with others. So, do you accept? Alrighty, on to the next two L words, leading and loving. Remarkably, when you invest in learning and living, two additional qualities make life rich, leading and loving. Leading and loving means these things: doing good, managing personal weariness, sowing seeds for future harvests God desires. Also, investing in others, because that's what God does. Then, engaging in deliberate thought, prayer, and strategies. And finally, applying time, sacrifice, patience, and perhaps even suffering. So that's a little list on what leading and loving kind of looks like. But there's more. Leading and loving display the power of God invested into the world. Subsequently, how are you investing in the world? Here are some questions to help you to look at how you are leading and loving in your life in this world. Number one, what kinds of things are you doing to lead others to Jesus? Number two, does your leading include personal, credible example? Three, how are you loving people? Some of them are unlovable. Number four, do you provide for needs others have in practical ways? And then the final one, do you love yourself in a way that enables you to love others better? Check out Mark 12:31. Apparently, We need to learn how to love ourselves before we can really love other people. This world needs loving leadership. So, do you accept this invitation? You know, we've just talked about the four L's, but I'd like to go from there into a very hard garden conversation. As already stated, Jesus proactively heads for the cross. His mind is made up after his desperate conversation with Father in the garden that night. Quite literally, he had pleaded for his life with God the Father. Yes, Jesus, who was born for the very purpose of becoming the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, pleaded with God. John 1:29. With tears and drops of blood, Jesus literally begged God to consider if there's any other way to accomplish the great plan. But after each plea, he resolved, "Not my will, but your will be done." Incredible surrender. In all history, no one ever matched dying to self like Jesus in his very painful garden conversation. And from this garden, from this hard conversation, from a resolved and powerful Redeemer, you and I have eternal life and forgiveness of sins. Yes, at Easter, it's good to remember what happened in that garden and what really matters. Okay, now let's look at how garden turned Gethsemane. We began this content in a garden, and now it's time to remember how Christ's beloved garden became a place of betrayal. Jesus knew all that was going to happen to him. Check out John 18, verse 4. After the arresting mob entered the garden, it was actually Jesus who began the action of the arrest. And again, you can check out John 18, verse 4. It's incredible. Remarkably, he is proactive to the very end as he pursues the cross. After the arresting crowd identifies they want Jesus of Nazareth, he simply says, "I am he." Actually, according to the footnote in my Bible, Jesus really says, "I am." Well, that brings us to God's powerful name. What happens next is incredible. John 18, verse 6b says, "They retreated and fell to the ground when they heard Jesus identify himself as I am." Interestingly, the word retreated in another footnote means more like moved back very fast. What's in this name, I am, that caused soldiers to fall back down on the ground? So powerful is God's name. Stunningly, John 18, verse 6 provides an amazing visual. By the way, the arresting crowd was so overcome, Jesus had to restart the arresting process again. So he asks them again, "Who are you looking for?" That's in John 18, verse 7. In other words, he's headed to the cross with a steel will to get this assignment done and accomplish his life's purpose. Again, the arresting crowd identifies Jesus of Nazareth. At this point, I find it both fascinating and creative because Jesus says, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go." John 18, verse 8a. Doesn't that grab your attention? Yet there's another deeper message. Remarkably, Jesus proves his compassion for his disciples. "Let my friends go free. I am taking their and your blame, their and your punishment, and all the consequences that keep them and you in bondage. Leave them alone. It's me you want. In fact, it's me you need." That is my paraphrase of John 18, verse 8. Before we get to the application thoughts and questions,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
So consider all these things as we go into the application thoughts and questions. Number one, do you have a special garden that you like to spend time in? Why do you like this garden? Two, when you're in your garden, reflect on what Christ did for you, starting in His garden. Three, how can you apply learning to your living this week? Four, what loving thing can you do today to help someone else? Five, how can you provide leadership to others? And number six, why not? Always say yes to God. On behalf of Alive and Active Life, I wish you a wonderful Easter celebration. Happy Easter. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.